This is KUT, a proposal to build a $1.4 billion urban rail line in Austin faces a key vote Thursday in the city council. More from KUT's Nathan Bernier.
So the vote itself is on the 2014 Austin Strategic Mobility Plan. That plan identifies some high-priority road projects, like improving the intersection of Riverside Drive and I-35. But the biggest mobility project in the plan is a 9.5-mile urban rail line that would carve out a route from Riverside Drive and Grove through downtown to the University of Texas, the Hancock Center, up Airport Boulevard to the Highland Mall. Supporters of the plan, like Larry Graham with the Downtown Austin Alliance, say that route is going to see a lot of growth over the next 5 to 7 years.
There's going to be more housing built on Riverside in the coming years. There's more housing being built downtown. With the new Dell Medical Center, which is under construction right now, there's going to be an additional 7,000 jobs created in the northeast corner of downtown.
He was addressing the Capital Metro Board earlier this week before it voted to endorse the urban rail proposal. City Councilmember Chris Riley says they're working to see Airport Boulevard transformed into a pedestrian-friendly area, too.
Airport Boulevard isn't really positioned for that type of development right now. But once we get a new development code in place for the corridor and we support the infrastructure that is necessary, then I feel confident that the vision will materialize.
Riley is asking for a vote today on a measure that would create a partnership between the city and Austin Community College to help advance the redevelopment of the Highland Mall site. ACC bought the last of Highland Mall in 2012 and will open a new teaching center in the old JCPenney this fall. So supporters of this Project Connect urban rail proposal say it stands a greater chance of getting federal funding because it's in an area where all this stuff is going to happen. But opponents of the plan say, why don't you just put the rail line where stuff is already happening, like along Lamar Boulevard and Guadalupe Street? Scott Morris with the Central Austin Community Development Corporation raised those concerns this week to the Cap Metro Board about the urban rail proposal, which is officially known as the Locally Preferred Alternative, or LPA.
Let's not create a lifeless LPA that will only waste more years and consume more millions in study money. Please consider a postponement so that elected officials can take the lead on this and the public can be finally heard.
The public will be heard either way because the public has to approve a bond that would pay for half of the $1.4 billion cost of urban rail. That bond would cause property taxes to go up. For the owner of a $200,000 home, the increase would be about $100, phased in over several years. Austin City Council has until August to decide whether to put that on the ballot in November. And if it does, it will be competing with a bond from ACC, which would phase in a tax increase very similar to the one for urban rail. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.